Historic House is planning next vital refurbishment. Campaigners for a historic house in Abingdon thank donors who contributed funds for vital roof repairs. St Ethelwald's House in East St Helens Street, which has gardens open to the public, launched a crowdfunder in July after structural work revealed more serious problems than first expected. More than £78,000 was raised following the appeal, and on Sunday, supporters were invited to a tea party at the house. Those attending were given an update on the fundraising and on plans to carry out work on the river wall at the end of the garden. Volunteer Sue Colclough said the final appeal totaled £78,348.50, plus approximately £9,000 gift aid to come in, something we are still rejoicing about. Just a year ago, we were facing a real financial crisis, apprehensive about how we might carry on. A year later, the generous community response to our appeal has not only boosted our income and saved the day in terms of our finances, but it has also boosted our morale as we realise how much St Ethelwald's is loved and valued by our community. About 100 visitors attended the talk, including Town Mayor Rauda Yenhanli, and tea and cakes were served. Miss Colclough added, about trustees running St Ethelwald's House would now focus on the river wall at the bottom of the garden as a new repair project. She added, "We know that our river wall will need serious attention over the next few years, or we will lose the riverside area of our garden. So we are taking the initiative now to raise funds to rebuild the wall and secure and improve the garden. We are working hard to identify possible grant-making bodies and also local businesses to help with this. We are not making a public appeal as we did last year. However, we have been offered donations from individuals to the Riverside Garden Project in memory of a loved one, and we think this may be something others would like to offer. A gift in memory or in thanksgiving or in celebration, which will secure this area of our garden for years to come. The house is used by community groups for meetings, retreats, yoga sessions, and quiet days, and its garden on the banks of the Thames is open daily to everyone as a place of peace. In the mid-19th century, the house was used as a coal yard. Since then, the property has been used as an antique shop and a kindergarten before being taken over by the trust, which runs it as a seminar space and bed and breakfast accommodation for those seeking peace and contemplation."